Today's shir is Masechta Krisis Daf Chav Ches, and we will begin on Daf Chav Zayin on the base at the Mishnah middle of the wide lines, as Be'ezer Hashem we are assigned the Masechta. As we have learned many times, there are certain averus where the Torah requires that a carbon oil of a yared be brought. And as we've explained, the definition of a carbon oil of a yared is that we look at the person's financial status, and that is the determinant what should be his carbon. If he could afford it, he brings a kispa or a seira as a carbon chatos. If he can't afford that, then he brings two birds, as one as a carbon oilus oif and one as a carbon chatos oif. And if he can't even afford that, then he brings an asira se'efa as a carbon mincha. Teaches us the Mishnah. Even if one designated money for a kizba, says the Mishnah, he could use that money to buy a seira, or vice versa, if he designated money for seira, he could use that money to buy a kizba. If he could do so, even if there is no specific reason to do so, it seems to be Rashi's pshat. Other Rishonim say that he can't just do it without any reason. If he has a reason, he may do so. Otherwise, he should not do so. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Mehegdash Kizba Seira, if he designated money for Kizba Seira, he could bring Tarim Bnei Yoina, and the Mishnah will immediately explain what this case means. Or Mehegdash Tarim Bnei Yoina, if he was Magdash money for Tarim Bnei Yoina, he could use that money to bring an Asira Seifa. And the Mishnah explains itself. He was mafresh money for kizba or seira, and he unfortunately became poor and he can't afford now to bring kizba seira. Yavi oif, he could use that money to bring a bird. And here we have a very fundamental machlokes Rashi and Rambam. What should be done with the money, the surplus between the value of an animal and the value of a bird? Rashi's pshat is that money can be used for chulin. It can be used for its own purpose. Rambam disagrees. Rambam holds that money that was designated for Hegdish cannot go now and be used for his own mundane use. And he says that the difference has to be used for Nedava. Rashi's pshat, we could understand, because the Mishnah is teaching us the reason he's doing this is because he can't afford what he was magdish. So if we're now going to tell him that he has to use that money for nedava, what have we accomplished without telling him this? If he's not going to have access to the money, the Rambam's pshat, however, is very understandable, since he designated this money for hegdish. So the Rambam's opinion is, you can't just take money that was designated for Hegdish and use it for another purpose. So what are you accomplishing? So the way the Mefarshim explained, I saw a number of explanations, a number of scenarios. One explanation I saw is that what happened here was that he only designated a certain amount of money towards the Kizba Seira. He didn't designate the entire Kizba Seira money. And now he realizes that he can't afford a kizba or a seira. So teaches us the Mishnah that he should use the money to buy birds, and the balance goes to nedava, but he doesn't have to take more money out to be able to buy kizba seira. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that what happened here was that he designated enough money to indeed buy kizba seira. But what happened was, the price of kizba and seiras went up. And now, it turns out that he can't afford to pay for that kizba seira. That's why the Mishnah is teaching us that what he should do is, at least take that money, take the money, buy with the birds, but the balance, according to the Rambam, should be used for nedava. Henny, if he became even further impoverished, and he can't even afford birds, the halacha is, Yavi Asira Seifa, he should bring an Asira Seifa. There's an interesting psak from the Ramah. The Ramah paskins that if somebody, Rahman Salam, was sick or he was in any other serious situation as such, and while he was not well, he made a nether that he would, if Hashem helps him and he gets well or whatever, he will give every month a certain amount of money to stock up. And then, Baruch Hashem, he gets better, and now he wants to regret the money, that the obligation that he took upon himself for the obligation that he took upon himself. The halacha is that such a nether we can never be matter. A nether that was made under those circumstances, we can never be matter such a nether. So the Masham says actually that if the person made a nether that he's going to give tzedakah to poor people, and now he is the person that became poor, so it's not such an issue because he could give himself the tzedakah. But let's say his nether wasn't that he's going to give tzedakah. His nether was that he's going to give to yeshiva. Well, let's say he isn't that poor that he can't afford tzedakah. Where he's up to is that he has to take tzedakah. He just can't afford to give what he promised. So the Paiskim discuss what would be the halacha. And some Paiskim want to use our Mishnah as a raya, that if the circumstances change to the degree that he can no longer afford what he could originally, then the halacha is very different. And the raya is our Mishnah, because our Mishnah clearly indicates that if you can't afford what you originally promised, the halacha is that you should give, that you should give what you can. But now the Mishnah talks about the reverse situation. Hifrish Lasir Seifa. If somebody was mafish money for the because he could only afford a Seir Seifa, and then Baruch Hashem Hesher, he gets wealthier, Yavi Yav, he should take that money and buy a bird and use the extra, use more money to buy the difference. Hesher, if he even gets wealthier, Yavi Kizbasir, he should bring a Kizbasir. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili, from where do we know all of these dinim? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, Michat Tosoi, the Torah, when it speaks about bringing a Kizbasir, uses the words Michat Tosoi. The Torah, when it speaks about bringing the Oifis, uses the words Meichat Tosoi. And the Torah, when it speaks about the Asir Sa'efa, uses the words Al-Chat Tosoi. Matam Elomer, what do we learn from these words? Explains the Braisa. Menayan Torah, Shavir Mehegdish Kizba Sa'ira, or Mehegdish Sa'ira Kizba, there was somebody who was magdish money for Kizba, he could use that money to buy Sa'ira, or vice versa. Or Mehegdish Kizba Sa'ira, Torah Bnei Yoyna, or if he was magdish money to buy Kizba Sa'ira, he could use that money to buy Torah Bnei Yoyna. Or Mehegdish Torah Bnei Yoyna, or if he was magdish money for Torah Bnei Yoyna, he could use that money to buy a Sirus Eifa. And the Bryce explained itself, as did the Mishnah. Ketzad, Hifrish L'Kizba L'Sira. He was mafish money for Kizba Sa'ira, and then Veheni, unfortunately became poor. Yavi Eif, he could use that money to buy a bird. Heni, if he came even poorer, Yavi Asiris Eifa. On the other hand, says the Braisa, Hifrish Asiris Eifa V'Esher, he was mafish money for Asiris Eifa, and then Baruch Hashem, he got wealthier. Yavi Eif, he could use that money to buy birds. Hesher, if he got even wealthier, Yavi Kizba Sa'ira, he could buy Kizba Sa'ira. Hizba Kifrish Sa'ira, if he was mafish of Kizba Sa'ira, then Estavu, and they became Balimum. Imrotzi Yavi B'demeim Oif, he could use that money to buy a bird. However, says the Braisa, Hifrish Oif B'nestav, if he was mafish a bird for his Karbonis, and then those, that bird or birds became Balimum, Lo Yavi B'dam of Asiris Eifa, we can't use with the money that, with that, with the, those proceeds and Asiris Eifa, She'en Lo Oif Pidgin. Because, as we've learned many times, there is no din of pigeon by bird. L'kein namar, to teach us these halachas, the pasuk says, mechatosa, mechatosa, mechatosa. And the Gemara analyzes this braisa. Bitzrich l'mechta chatosa gav kizbas ira. The Torah had to use the word chatosa by kizbas ira. Bitzrich l'mechta gav oif, and the Torah had to use the same word by an oif. Why? Diksiv kro gav hegdish kizbas ira. If the Torah only said that if one designated money for Kizba Sa'ira, and then have a mina, we would say, that in a situation, the hifrish kizba, we designated money for a kizba, and kimiani, and now unfortunately he became poor. Malein mos nachal min aloif. That money may be used to buy a bird. The nicey oif, that he should be allowed to use that money to buy a bird, because the kizba v'oif, tavayim mine dominindu. They're both the same basic type of carbon. They involve living things with blood. Aval asiris eifa. But if he designated money for birds, then he should be able to use that money to buy a siris eifa. The lav mina the domahava. A bird and a siris eifa are not the same. This has blood, this doesn't. Therefore, eloik sivkra mechatos gaba oif. I would therefore have a mina kimafish money lakina ma'ani. That he separated money to buy birds and he became poor. Loi maise siris eifa. He should not be able to use that money for siris eifa. The lav mina the domahu, because it's not the same category. Elamaisa siris eifa mbeisei. He would have to use different money for the siris eifa. Valoi mos. And the money that he had designated to buy the birds, the afrish, yipulun adova, should be used to buy bird, nadova. Oilus Ketzim is Bayas. Ahochi Hodik Sif Kro Mechatosa Gaba Oif. That's why the Torah used the word Mechatosa by the bird carbon again. The memory to teach us the Mehegdish to Oif Nami Meises Siris Eifa. That for money that was designated for bird carbon, you could use that money for the Siris Eifa. So Mepharshim asked the obvious question. If we're learning now that money that was designated for a bird, even though a bird carbon is very different than an Asiris Eifa carbon, yet the halacha is you could use that money to buy Asiris Eifa, so certainly you could use Kizbo Seira money to buy Eif. Why do I need that pasuk as well? So answer the Mepharshim, because if I didn't have both psukim, I would think that only in a situation where a person goes down one step, he designated money for Kizba Seira, he could use that money for birds. Or when he designated money for Oifus, he could use that money for Siris Eifa. But how do we know that Rachman Otzlan, a person's situation changed so dramatically, where he designated money for a Siris Eifa, for animals, and now his situation is so bad that he needs to bring in a Siris Eifa? So it represents going down two steps, that is permissible. That's why the Torah had to say, this halacha, that extra pasuk, that even that is permissible, of that unfortunately became his situation. Continues the Gemara in analyzing the Braisa. Vitzrich l'michtav al-chatosa gaba siris eifa. Then the Torah used the word al-chatosa by siris eifa. Vach kama. Ki mafrish la siris eifa. If he designated money for a siris eifa, and then Baruch Hashem he became wealthy. He could add to that existing designated fund and bring oif. Hesher. And now if he became even wealthier. And that's why I need the words al-chatosai. Continues the Gemara. My time exil al-chatosai gaba asiris oif v'loi gaba oif. And why did the Torah teach us this din? Strictly by the Asiris Eifa. That's where the Torah teaches us that if Baruch Hashem he became wealthier, he can add. Not elsewhere, answers the Gemara. Dik siva chatos gaba oif. Because had the Torah taught us this din by bird, I would think havamina, we would think there, kimafrish mas lakinoi, that if he designated money for birds, and Baruch Hashem v'hesher, that's where the halach is, who the mice of Elaim, mice the kizba seira. He could add money and bring in kizba seira. The tavayim mina the dominanu. Both the kizba seira and the oifus are all in the category of kabbonis that come with blood. Abu hifrish mas la siris ha'efa v'hesher. But when he designated money for the siris ha'efa, and he Baruch Hashem became wealthier. Amer, iloi hesher tuvir, nice oif. That if he became very, if he did not become that wealthy, yes, he's obligated not to bring a bird. And if Baruch Hashem became much wealthier, now he's obligated to bring a Kizbut Seira. But the money, Valei Mos, but the money that he designated for the Seiras Eifa, the Afrish, Valei Mos Afrish, the money that he designated for the Seiras Eifa, Yipul Nadova, must go to Nadova, because you can't use a Seiras Eifa money for birds or animals, given that there's such different types of Kabbonis. That's what the Torah says, the word mechatosoi, by both animal kabbonis and bird kabbonis, the gavidal das achatosoi, and by the serious eif, the Torah uses the word achatosoi, the midrash kedemrina, to explain the psukim as the Brisa has just explained. And the mefarshim explain, given as we have just said, we could understand why our explanation is very understandable with what we have learned till now. Because given that we've learned till now that the Torah is teaching us that the Torah, when it spoke about going down, it had two psukim, to teach us both that you can always go down no matter what type of carbon it is. And furthermore, the pasuk was teaching us that you could go down two steps. So that's why the Torah taught us those both dinim. But once we've already established those two halachas, so that you could even, and we've established you could even jump down two steps, there is no reason to say that when you're going up, do I need to have two psukim? Even one pasuk when you're jumping up would be adequate. Continues the Gemara, Amar Blaza, Amar Baishya, Betana Migdish Asher. If somebody was wealthy and he had Tumas Migdish with Kedoshav, and as the Mefarshim explained, as the Rishonim explained, it's not only in the situation of Tumas Migdish with Kedoshav, it's in all situations of carbon oil of Yairid. The reason he speaks about this case is because this is the most common situation of carbon oil of Yairid. The Tam Migdish Osher Shefresh came. He was Baruch Hashem wealthy. He should have brought animals, but instead of bringing animals, he designated birds. Instead of designating an animal, he designated birds, and then for Henny, he becomes poor, and now he is in the category of an individual who ought to bring birds. The halacha is hoil v'nitcha yitra. Since when he designated when he designated these birds, they were disqualified. They remain disqualified even afterwards. Amr Afuna Bredri Yeshua, Shema Minotlas. From this psak that we just learned, we could extrapolate three halachas. One is Shema Minot Baal Chaim Nidochem, sugya that we just learned in the previous blat as well, that even live animals can become disqualified. Furthermore, we learn Kedushas Domim Matcha, something that only has a Kedushas Domim also can become disqualified, as the Rishonim explained. For since we have just learned that these animals cannot be used as, these birds cannot be used as Kabbonis, once they become disqualified for Kabbonis, so they don't have a Kedushas Aguf, they only have Kedushas Domim, but even though they only have a Kedushas Domim, the din of dichui, of disqualification, remains. The Dachim Ikara, and furthermore, something that was disqualified from the moment of designation, the halacha is, from its very inception, Hava Dachui, follows the rules of rejection. Ask the Gemara, Master of Akva Bar Chama, we learned many times the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Hamafresh Nekevil Kuskoi Koidim HaPesach, somebody designated a Nekeva for his Karim Pesach. And as we know, the Karim Pesach is supposed to be brought from a Zohar. And he went and he was Mafresh Nekeva. So the Allah is, Tirach at the start, we have to wait till it becomes Bamum, V'timachar, and it should be sold. And the halacha then is for Yavi v'Damer Pesach, and we should use the proceeds to buy a valid animal for Karim Pesach. Yod the Zachar, if it had a boy, Yirat Shistov, even that boy itself also becomes disqualified, and the halacha is Yirat Shistov, we wait for it to become Bamum, the Yomachran, which should be sold, the Yavad the Mer Pesach. Shimon disagrees. He says, Hu Atma Yikra Pesach, that the Vlad of this animal should be brought as a Karm Pesach, even though it was born from a mother who is disqualified. So ask the Gemara, isn't this a Raya? Shmamino, isn't this a Raya? The Baal Chaim Ein in the Dochem. So Mepharshim asked the obvious question, which is even actually going to be the Gemara's teretz. And that is, why does the Gemara ask a question that from Rav Shimon we indeed see here that we don't say Baal Chai Nidochim, but why don't we say that from the Rabbanim we see that since they learned you can't bring the Vlad, isn't that a Raya the Baal Chai Nidochim? So instead of asking a question from Rav Shimon, isn't the Rabbanim a Raya? So the Mepharshim respond. Because the Mepharshim say that it could well be that the Rabbanan agree conceptually with Rav Shimon. The only reason they disagree, explained the Mepharshim, is because the Rabbanan hold that Migid and Nachse Kedushas Adomim, Nachse Kedushas Aguf. They explain that there is a concept that anything that has on it Kedushas Adomim automatically gets on it a Kedushas Aguf. And since it has Kedushas Aguf, it's subject to the halachas of Dichun. But that's only by animals. That concept is not to be said by birds. And the Gemara we're discussing now is speaking about birds. And therefore the Gemara is saying that it seems that even the Rabbanon would agree in this situation with Rav Shimon that we say that we don't say Dichun. Yet, Rabbi Lozer from Rabbi Yishe began our Gemara that we do say Dichun. Answers the Gemara, no. Amri de Bei Rabbi Yishe, not like we just explained, but Ki Amrinim, when Rabbi Lozer from Rabbi Yishe said his halacha, he said it according to Rabbanan. Because indeed, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Sover, it is indeed the opinion of Rav Shimon that Baal Chayim Ein and Nidochim Vagrola, and along the same lines, Rav Shimon's opinion is that the Hagrola, we know on Yom Kippur, they had to bring two Seirim, a Sar Lashem and a Sar Lachatos. And as we're about to learn in a few moments, the way those two animals were designated was through a Goyro. He holds that the Hagrola is not essential. The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, in Masech the Yuma, Meis Echen Mehen, that if you designated these two animals and then one of them died, so while his partner was dead, it too was disqualified. The halacha is you don't have to begin all from scratch, according to Rav Shimon, where you have to bring two new animals. All you need to do is bring another animal, Shloi Bagrola, without making a goyel at all, the Rav Shimon. So we see from that. The issue here is not so much the issue of Hagrola, which is not our sugya, but rather from here we see that even though it was disqualified for a while, it doesn't become permanently disqualified. Alma, it's obvious that it's the opinion of Shimon, the Baal Chaim and his Dochim, even though it was disqualified for a while. And we also see that Hagrola ain't a Makeves. But that's Rav Shimon's opinion. Rabbanan hold, in all situations, even by Oifis, the Baal Chayim Nidochim. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, and Akinim Esparshis. So as we've learned, by a common oil of Yairid, you bring two birds, one for Chatas and one for Oila. Says Rav Chizda, at what point are these birds designated for whatever purposes? And Akinim Esparshis, Elab Ibel Kichas Balon Oibasiyas Kain. Either at the moment the owner buys the birds, and he says at that moment this bird should be for Chatas and this bird should be for Oif, or when the Kohen comes to do the Avodah. Of course, the Sfas Emes explains that if somebody has in his possession birds, He's not going to buy birds because he owns birds. And he says that one bird should be for chatas and one bird should be for an oila. That is also in the category of lekichas balam. Amar simi bar ashi, my tam der chizda. What is the explanation of chizda's psak? The tziv, the lokesh tei soyin vasa koyin, im oida lekichas balam oida siyas koyin. It either happens when the owner takes the animal, buys the birds, or when the koyin does the avoda. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says the Braisa regarding the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel of Yom Kippur. So the Pasuk uses the words Vasei Chatas. And we learn from those words, Hagar Lasei Chatas, they only become designated through a Gairo, Vein Hashem Asei Chatas, not through verbal designation. Vein Kain Kaisa Chatas, the Kain Gadol, even with his verbal designation, cannot decide which should be the Lashem and which should be La Azazel. Sheyachav Aloy Dinhu, we could have made an argument. If by all kabbonis, where Goyal is not what designates which carbon should be a carbon, Kiddush Hashem, it's verbal designation that makes it a carbon. Mokum Shekiddush Goyal. So certainly in a place where the Goyal is affected by Yom Kippur, by the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel, ain't a din she Kiddush Hashem. So certainly verbal designation should be effective. Tamaloimer Vaseu Chatas, Hagoyal Vaseu Chatas, they can only be designated through a Goyal, then Hashem Vaseu Chatas. And as the Rishonim explained, so why don't we make a Kavachoyma the other way? If by all Kabbonis, Hashem, a verbal designation could be effective, certainly by all Kabbonis, a Goyal should be effective. Answer the Mefarshim. That is included in this Limud. That by Yom Kippur, it's strictly a Goyal which is effective, and by all Kabbonis, it's strictly verbal designation which is effective. However, makes the Gemara its point. Ketanya Shem Dumi the Goyal. We're speaking about the verbal designation should be effective like a Goyal is effective. Now, Ma Goyal, when is the Goyal done? The Goyal is not done Labal Kicha, not when the animals are bought, V'labasiya, nor at the moment when the Kohen does his Avoida. Yet, the Gemara wants to say that the Shem should have the same din as the Goyal. So isn't that an indication that the Shem, that the verbal designation is effective, labakich of labasiya, not necessarily at the time when the animals are bought, or the birds are bought, or when they come to do the avoida? Isn't this a raya that that's not the time when the shame must be effective? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hachi Kama. This is the way to understand. If in a place where the girl is not effective, bikilikichas balam basiyas koyin, at the time of buying the carbon, or at the time when the Kohen comes to do the Avoida, Kiddush Hashem, then the verbal designation is effective. Evil Kichas Balam Oibasiyas Kohen, because the Goyal is not effective any other time besides when you're supposed to do it. Makam Shekiddush HaGoyal, so in a place where the Goyal is effective, Shloiba Kichas Shloiba Siya, where Goyal is effective, and the Goyal doesn't need to be done, not by Lekich or Asira, ain't it din? Shouldn't at least the halacha be shikadish Hashem, but a sar Hashem, it should be effective, iba lekicha iba asiya, at least that much should be also acceptable. Tamaloyim, that's why the Torah teaches us to say chatos, hagoyal lo yisayi chatos, only the girl can make it a chatos, vein Hashem asayi chatos, nothing else. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, tam amigdish oni, if there's a poor person that had tumas amigdish v'kadoshet, shifrish mas lekinoi, he designated money for birds. The Hesher and Baruch Hashem became wealthier. So what happened was, he had Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav. He designated money for birds. He becomes wealthy. And now he says, let's say he designated $100. And he says $50 should be for my Oilus Oif. And $50 should be for my Chatas Oif. And now because Baruch Hashem became wealthier, he's going to bring an animal as a karban chatos. Teaches us the braisa. The money that has been designated for the chatos oif, you could use that money towards your chatos behema. However, you cannot use the money that was designated for your oilus oif for your chatas behema. Ask the Gemara. But let's understand this brisa. For a hecha, in this brisa, the when is this designation being done? Not at the moment when the birds were being bought, nor at the moment that they were doing the avoida. Yet, it's clear that the designation is a valid designation. Because the brisa just paskin, the ktani maybe me chavos midmei chatos overloy midmei alosoi. So you see that the designation that this money should be for the chatos oif, and this money should be for the oilos oif, is a valid designation, even though it did not take place at the time of lekicha or asiya. Amr sheshes, comments of sheshes, the tizber masnisa metakantihi. Do you believe that this version of the Brisa is actually correct? The Tani, let's understand the Brisa. The Hesher, he became wealthy. Vakach Omer. V'omer Avalaza Omer Vaishir, Metamim Migdish Asher, if somebody is Baruch Hashem, Asher, and he had Tumas Migdish Vikdashov, Shevi Kabanani, Layatzer. So how could it be that this person who's wealthy, his designation at any time of birds should be valid? It should never be valid. He's a wealthy person. How must we understand the Brisa? The way we must understand the Brisa, that the Brisa is saying is, what the Brisa means to say is, when he was poor, he made this designation. Once we're already changing the Brisa, says the Gemara, he said it already, he already made this designation, not only when he was still poor, but actually when he actually designated the animal. Ask the Gemara, this understanding, that the Brisa is somewhat corrupt, and we therefore, corrupted version, and we therefore have to modify it, is understandable according to the opinion of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Ishia. However, ask the Gemara, according to the opinion of Chaga Amr Rabbi Ishia, Dama Yotza, that if somebody is a wealthy person, even though he should bring the carbon of a wealthy person, if he brought the carbon of a poor person, Yotza, he's still Yotza. So there's nothing wrong with the version of the Brisa. Mayik Lameimer, how will we understand the Brisa? So now we're back to where we started. Isn't this Brisa clearly an indication that you can make a designation even not at the time of Afrosha or Asiyas HaKayin? Answers the Gemara. We only need to make a slight revision. To me, the way to understand the Brisa is Akach Lachak V'Oma. He bought one bird, and at that time, he designated those birds as oilo chatis, since it came at the time of the purchase, the Chizda will agree, everybody will agree it's a valid designation. And as the Rishonim explained, since this is such a minor revision of the Brisa, it's not considered a significant revision that we should have a problem how we allow to, that we're revising the Brisa. So now that the Gemara mentioned this opinion of Rav Chaga, the Gemara goes into it. May say, we know that a Metzora also has to bring Kabbonis, and his financial status there too plays a role. Because if he's wealthy, he brings two lambs, one for a Chatas and the other one for an Oila. And if he is poor, he brings two birds, one for a Chatas, one for an Oila. And it says in the Braisa, Metzora ani shehevi karben asher. If a Metzora who's poor and he brought the carbon of an asher, yotza, asher, shehevi karben ani. But if a wealthy person brought the carbon, if a wealthy Metzora brought the carbon of a poor person, la yotza, isn't this tiyufter of chaga amar of aishia? And I saw a very powerful word from the Lubavitch Rebbe. Lubavitch Rebbe says, what pshat asher shehevi karben ani la yotza? He says it doesn't refer only to kabbonis. It refers to all types of situations. If you're an usher and you can learn more Torah, or you can learn Torah in a more deeper fashion, and you don't learn as much Torah, or you don't learn Torah as well as you could have, la yotza. That's not called Talmud Torah. So we see clearly, however, here that if you bring if an usher brings the carbon of an ani lo yatsa, amalach answers Rav Chaga shani gam mitzayra the meat rachmana zayis. The Torah, by using the word zayis, is teaching us that it has to be strictly according to your financial status. Ask the Gemara if that's what the Torah means. Then the halacha should be yehachi afil mitzayra ani nami shevi carbon asher lo yatsa. Then the halacha should be that if a mitzayra ani brings the carbon of an asher, he's not yatsa. Answers the Gemara la'ai. Indeed, perhaps that ought to be the halacha. But ha'adri kra tyras. The Torah, by using the word tyras, is teaching us that if an ani brought the carbon of an asher, he's yatsa. For tanya, as indeed we learned in the brisa, tyras. L'rabbis mitzayra ani shehevi carbon asher yotza. Machlotis ham achroinim. How to understand this? Doesn't mean that if ani brought the carbon of an asher, he's yotza l'chatchila. And even though the Braisa uses the words yotza, which seems to mean that he's only yotza b'di'evid, it's only because the Braisa wants to use the same word yotza lo yotza throughout. But the halacha is that, of course, even l'chatchila, if somebody who's poor and he brought the carbon of an usher, certainly he's yotza. That's one opinion that I saw. Another opinion that I saw is that it's only yotza b'di'evid. Because, explained the Mefarshim, based on the Chinuch, if the Torah went out of its way to be concerned for this person's financial situation and that the person should only bring the carbon that he could afford to bring, he should be more religious than the Torah. And if the Torah says that he should bring the carbon of an ani, he should not l'chatchila bring the carbon of an asher. Yachal, we would think the other way as well, other way around as well. Afil asher shehevi carbon ani shi yotza, tamaloy mezois. That an asher that brings the carbon of an ani by mitzayra, everybody agrees he's disqualified. Ask the Gemara, however, v'leilif minei. Why don't we learn the halacha of a carbon oyla v'yorid from the halacha of a mitzayra? Answers the Gemara, amakra. Vemdalhu ve'en yodim aseges. Mitzayra, that's where teaches us the Torah, the halacha is, that osher shehevi carbon ani lo yotza. It's strictly by mitzayra where we have this halacha. Av matamim migdash osher shehevi carbon ani, the halacha will be yotza. And as the Chafetz Chaim explains in the Likutei Halachas, that the pasuk is that the Rabbanan who disagree with Rav Chaga hold that this pasuk is not coming to teach us this halacha, and therefore we can learn from Mitzayra the carbon oil of Yerud as well, that Asher Shehevi carbon ani, according to the Rabbanan, by carbon oil of Yerud lo yotza. Begins the last mission of our Masechta. Rav Shimon Omer kvasim kaidin l'izim b'kamokon. In the Torah it always says when you could bring a carbon, a keves, a lamb, or a goat, a yev. The Torah always speaks about land before goats. Yochel Meneshim of Charmahem. We were thinking because the Kvasim are preferable over the Ezim. Tamaloyma, Vim Keves Yavi Kabana Lechatos. There's one time where the Torah mentions the Ezim before the Kvasim. Since the Torah in that time says, Vahavi Kabanai Siris Ezim, and then only the Torah says, Vim Keves Yavi Kabanai. We learn from here, Lamech's name Shkulam. So the Mefarshim asked the obvious question. If we find a case where the Torah mentions Ezim before Chatos, this before Kvasim that we just mentioned, so then the Mishnah's opening statement that Kvasim are always mentioned before Ezim is not accurate, because it isn't always that way. So the Aruch HaNer explains, the first statement of the Mishnah is indeed accurate, because whenever the Torah speaks about Zecharim, by males, the Torah always speaks about kvasim before ezim. Only by the carbon of chatos, which comes from a female, does the Torah mention the eis before the keves. And therefore, we would maybe think that kvasim are better. That's why the Mishnah says no. The Torah, by mentioning in that one time ezim before kvasim, it's enough to teach that they're both the same. Similarly, we know that when birds can be brought, you could bring either Torim or Bnei Yoina. Says the Mishnah, the Torah always speaks about turtle doves before pigeons. The Torah once mentions Ben Yoina before the Torah. And here too we have the same question. So it isn't always that the Torim are mentioned first. There's an exception. So, explains Dor HaKhanan here too, that whenever the Torah speaks about two birds, the Torah says, Torim b'fno b'nei yoyna. This pasuk is speaking when only one bird is brought. That's why the statement is still accurate. Furthermore, Ho'av koydim l'arim b'komotim. The Torah, whenever it speaks about kibur av'aim, speaks about the father before the mother. Yochav neshe kibur av, oydiv al-kibur aim. I would think because kibur av takes precedence over kibur aim. Tamaloyim ish imay v'oviv tiro, v'lamet sheshneim shkul, and they're both equal. Av l'arim b'komotim, Chazal said, Ha'av koydim l'arim b'komotim. The father takes precedence over the mother. Neshumi imay chayom b'kvoit oviv. They're both responsible in kvoit oviv. So there's a question in the Mefarshim. How to understand this Gemara? Does the Mishnah mean to say that midiraisa, a mother has an obligation to respect her husband? And since she has that obligation midiraisa, that's why kibbut av takes place before kibbut aim? Or does the Mishnah mean to say that the Chachamim said that there's a chiyuv of kibbut of a woman being mechuyiv to show respect to her husband, and that's the reason why kibbut av comes before kibbut aim? And as the Mashos explains, that the halach of this Mishnah is teaching us, it's only when the parents are married. So since the parents are married, that's when the halach is that the father comes before the mother. But let's say the parents are divorced, then there's no chiyuv of kibbut av over kibbut aim. And there's a machloikis rishonim. So now let's say if one's parents are divorced, what should he do? Kibbut av or kibbut aim? So of course the Paiskim say he should try to do both. But if he has to do one first, which one should he do? So some Paiskim say it's his, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's his right to choose which one to do first. Other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that in such a situation he should not do either. Since he can't decide, then Sheval Taisa Adav. Furthermore, the Paiskim indicate that if one parent is alive and one parent is no longer alive, and the parent who is no longer alive but before he died had given some sort of a directive to his son, the chiyuv of kibbut av aim on a living parent takes precedence over the chiyuv of kibbut av aim to a parent who's no longer here. Although, there is a very interesting psak in the Shulchan Aruch that if a mother asked a son to say Kaddish for her after she passes away, and the father doesn't want him to say Kaddish, he shouldn't say Kaddish. Ask for kibbut eger, but now the parents aren't married anymore. So if the parents aren't married anymore, then this din that the kibbut aim comes, the kibbut av comes first because the mother has to show respect to the father. Here the mother doesn't have to show respect to the father. She's no longer here. So Rekiv Eger answers, since she gave the directive while she was still married, before she died, so the din of the Mishnah applies. But that actually would be that, let's say, if the mother gave a request that the son should say Kaddish, and the father doesn't want, and they were divorced at that time, still, as we said a moment ago, he has to follow his father because his father is alive and his mother isn't. I saw a very interesting opinion based on our Mishnah that says that our Mishnah is using a concept that since your mother and you are obligated to respect your father, that's why kibbut av comes first. So it could be that respecting what your paternal grandfather requests of you comes before what your father asks. Why? Because your father are obligated in the respect of your paternal grandfather, and since your father has to respect him, you should do what he says before what your father says. Just interesting opinion. Concludes the Mishnah. They came to Talmud Torah. We find the same by Talmud Torah. If there's a son who learns by a Rebbe, and he learned most of his Torah from that Rebbe, harav koydim se'ab b'kamokin. The Rav comes before the father, for everything that you have to do for him, to save him, to respect him. And the Mefarshim make a very interesting observation. Our Mishnah uses the concept Rabbi. But the Mishnah, we have a very similar Mishnah Masech Bav Metzia. There the Mishnah says very different concept. So what is Pshat? So some want to say that you really have to have a combination. It's only in a situation where both, it was your Rebbe who brought you Chaye HaOlam Habo, coupled with the fact that your father, that this is the type of a Rebbe that your father has to also show respect to, then and only then does the Rebbe come first. But let's say this is your Rebbe, but he's not the Gol Hador, and therefore your father doesn't have to show him any specific respect. Maybe then the din of Aviv, of Rabbi coming before Aviv would not apply. Furthermore, I saw that the Shulchan Aruch says that this is only if your Rebbe didn't collect tuition for teaching you Torah. But if your father paid tuition to your Rebbe, then that halacha would not apply. But it's interesting to note that the Ramah, who quotes this halacha from the Sefer Chassidim, doesn't quote the second part of the Sefer Chassidim. Now let's say it wasn't your father who paid tuition. It was someone else who paid tuition to your Rebbe on your behalf. So the Sefer Chassidim says, it's that person who you must respect. So some say that the Ramah, even though he doesn't quote that part of the Sefer Chassidim, certainly is following the Pesach of the Sefer Chassidim, and therefore if there's someone who paid for your Torah education, not your parent, he comes first. Ramosha says it's deliberate that the Ramah left that out, because the Ramosha paskins that the Ramah will agree that it's only your father who starts off with the fact that he's your father and he paid your tuition goes before your Rebbe. But that wouldn't apply to someone else, that if he paid your tuition, even though he paid your tuition, he doesn't come before your Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Arba Tzvacha Tzvacha Azara. Four times did the Azara give out a cry. Tzvacha Achas, Hitziu Mikan, Bnei Eli Chofni, Pinchas, the children of Eli Chofni, Pinchas should be removed, Shetimus Ahechel. The Pasuk says, As Sheyishku Nasanoshim Atzavis Pasach Oil Mai. That women who would bring Kabbanis to the Beis HaMikdash, they would have relations with them. Even though the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that it doesn't mean that they actually had relations, it's just that they delayed in bringing the Kabbanis, and the women would not go home until those Kabbanis were actually brought. Still, and that's why it's called Yishkuvim, because they delayed them from having relations with the husband. But far as we say, our Gemara seems to say that they were mamish metamidim. Tzvach Hashniyu, Pesach Shoirim, the Kohenes Yochanan ben Dehovah Tamidi Shal Pinkoi. Yochanan should come in. Vimala Kreis Mekot Shemaim. He deserves to eat from the Kabbonis. Omra Yochanan ben Deboi. Shoyer Oichel Arba Saw Goizos. He would eat four saw of young birds. The Kenuach Suda just for dessert. Omru Kol Yomov Lehoi Noisa Bazar. And all of his days there was no Noisa. So Pasha Pshat Gemara is teaching us that he was bringing, there was no Noisa in Azorah, because that his greatness was that there was no noise. Other pshat is that he used to invite many guests. He was a gewaldige gemachnis oirich, and that's why he gets this credit. The Farshim also explained who was this Yochanan. Yochanan was Yochanan Kohen Gadol. That we know the Gemara says about him that he was shimish Kohen Guna Gedolah for 80 years, and then he became tzedoki, and that's why the Gemara calls him Tamidish of Pinkoi. Instead of saying Pinchas, the Gemara doesn't want to relate the name of Pinchas to him, given that he, at the end, became a Tzdoiki. Tzvacha Shalishas, Sushar Mashaychem Yikonis, Yishma ben Pinkoi, Tamidish of Pinchas, Yishamish Bekuna Gedoyla. Let him come in and do the Kuna Gedoyla. Even though he came from a family of people who didn't act appropriately, he did. Svachar Vis, Pishu Sharm Vitsi Sakha Ish Kfar Bakoi. Shemechabit Atzmoy on Vaza Kachar Shemayim. He was more interested in himself than in the Kachar Shemayim. May have a Ovid, have a Karach Shiroi Al Yodeh. He would put silk gloves on his hand, Vaha Ovid Avaida. And that's how he would do the Avaida. And as the Mefarshim explain, it's not just busy Kachar. The Avaida, this is much worse, because there's a problem of Chatzitza, there's a problem of Yitu Begodim, that he has more Begodim than he's supposed to. So why is the Gemara only called Mevazek Kachar Shemayim? So I saw that the Aruch HaNer explains that they thought that he was putting on the silk gloves derech kavod. And since he was putting them on derech kavod, it didn't involve any Aveira. But the truth was, that wasn't his goal. It wasn't just because he was trying to show kavod. What the real his real purpose was that he didn't care that much about the avodah. And I saw the Daki Tshuva explains that the whole point of bringing a carbon is to show that gashmius is not important. A behemoth, the height of the representation of gashmius, and he showed that gashmius is what's important to him. So it's the opposite of what a carbon is supposed to accomplish. Says the Gemara, my slikale, what was happening with him? Says the Gemara, Yani Malka Malka Savi Yasir. The king and queen were sitting there, were having a debate. Malka Amar Gadi Yasir. The king said that goat meat is better. Malka Amar Imar Yasi. The lamb meat is better. Amra, so they decided, Nishal Yisachi Ishkvar B'Koi, let's get Yisachi Ishkvar B'Koi, who's the Koi Gobu. The Kimlai, the Kamasa Kabonis Koi Yav, he's an expert in animals, because he brings Kabonis. Shailu, they asked him, Amru, Igadi Yosluk Tamida. Amru, so he responded, if lamb meat were better, then the lamb meat should be used for the carbon tamid. But we know that a kevis is used for carbon tamid. Behavid the Amr, and as he said this to the king, Achve Biyade, he made a gesture with his hand. Amru Malka. So the king said, however, Achve Biyade, since he showed me disrespect, Kutzli Yade Dimina, his right hand should be cut off. Yav Shakta, so he gave a bribe, and Katsuli Yadid Smol, they only cut off his left hand, because he wanted to still be able to do the Avodah, and the Avodah could only be done with the right hand, not with the left hand. Shama Malka, when the king heard, Lit Tsunami Yadid Demina, let him cut off the right hand as well. So Mepharshim explained, why should both hands be cut off? One is because, as we explained a moment ago, because he did two Averis by putting on the gloves, both the Aveir of Chatzitza and Yitu Begodim. And that's why he deserves two punishments. Another pshat that I saw is because the left hand put the gloves on the right hand, and therefore even the left hand that helped the right hand do the Aveira deserves a punishment. Amar Rav Yosef Brich Rechmona, the Shakli Sachet Ishkfar Bekoi Lemitrav Seh B'Hai Alma. He got his punishment in this world. So as the Mefarshim explained, that because the other Kohanim saw what happened to Yisachar Ishkvar B'Koi, they learned the lesson. Or, another pshat is he got his punishment in this world, which is much better than getting his punishment in Olam Haba. On Rav Ashi V'Lev HaTanelei, he didn't even learn our Mishnah. The time, because our Mishnah clearly says, Rav Shimon Omer, Kvasim Koidim Lizim Kamokim, Yochum Meshim of Charon, we think that the lamb is better than the goat, Tamalim V'im Keves, Lam Cheshnum Shkulim Ke'echas. The ksiv, im kesev, imeiz, either one is fine. Arab loza arab chanina, tamid acham mar mishon ba'ilim. Posh pshat, why this is brought down here, is because if Yochana Ish Bakoi had learned, he wouldn't have made this mistake. Only because he didn't learn, he came to this terrible mistake. Shenemar, v'chol menayach amudei Hashem, rav shalom b'noyach, I'll take Rabbi Noyach El Bai Noyach. Mepharshim explained, Talmid Chachamim, it has to be somebody who's a Talmud Chacham. If somebody's a Talmud Chacham, he considers himself only a Talmud, he brings Shalom to the world, not if he holds himself great. Furthermore, Mepharshim explained that if a person, it's not that Talmid Chachamim spend their days making Shalom in the world, but Talmid Chachamim, by their actions of learning Torah, They bring the learning of Torah brings shalom to the world. That brings Torah to the world, as is a beautiful pshat that the Pais can say, if you want to avoid having shilas on Pesach, let the Rabbanim learn Hilchas Pesach. If you want to have shalom in the world, let the Rabbanim be experts in Hilchas, Shalom Bayis, and Evin Ezer, and Chayshim Mishpat. The Farshim go on to say that if Tamir Cham Mam Shalom Ba'olam, usually people who are in the same profession don't get along. Tamir Cham do get along one with each other. So that shows that you could be in the same profession, so to speak, and still have shalom. Or another pshat is that if people contribute to the learning of Talmid HaChamim, that brings to them shalom in their lives. But then I saw another pshat. We see that sometimes Talmid HaChamim actually do have disputes. So the Farshim explained that even though Talmid HaChamim sometimes do have disputes, but at the end, those disputes come that are L'Shem Shemayim ultimately end up with peace. And as the Chassam Sofer explains, every midah, every characteristic that exists in the world was brought to the world with a tachlis. And there has to be machloikis in the world. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created machloikis, that means there's a place for machloikis in the world. But it should be used for bringing, for Talmid Chachamim, having honest disagreements in Talmud Torah. Atikra Banayich El Banayich. So the Mefarshim explained why Talmid Chachamim considered builders. So one shot I saw is, it's much more difficult to build something than to demolish something. You need to be a Talmud Chacham to build. You need not be a Talmud Chacham to demolish. Another shot that I saw is, Talmid Chachamim are the ones that, Talmid Chachamim are the ones that not only they are the builders, but it's together with their wives that they build. So, Atikri Bonayich, don't say it B'loshin Yochid, that only the Talmidei Chachamim build. Just Bonayich, it's together with the women who help the Talmidei Chachamim, who support the Talmidei Chachamim. That is the one, that is the how Torah is built. And the Mefarshim say that the word Bonayich, the Gros says, is a Rashi Tavis for Brachas, Nazir, Yevamis, and Krisis, which are the four Masechtos that end with this same Memra. So the Gros, so the Aruch HaNar explains, there are four types of Shalom in the world. The Shalom ben Adam Lamakar, the Shalom ben Adam Lechaveroi, the Shalom between a husband and a wife, and the Shalom between a person and himself. Masechta the Brachas that speaks about Krishma and Brachas and Tefillah speaks about Ben Adam Lamakar. Masechta Yevamis speaks about Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, how one brother is supposed to be making shame to build up the name of his brother who died without children. Masechta Nazir speaks about Shalom between a husband and a wife, as the Gemara says, Haroi Soita V'Kalkuloi Yazer Atzim V'Nayayim. And Masechta Krisis speaks about the Shalom that's supposed to exist between a person and his Neshama. And that's why our Masechta that began with the Halachas of Krisis ends with this Limud to teach us that even if Chas V'Shalom somebody has done an Aveira for which Rachman Tzlan Yischai carries, ends off the Masechta, there's a way to correct that Aveira. We spend our days learning Torah. The Kayach HaTorah brings Shalom to the world. But not only does it bring Shalom to the world, it brings Shalom to ourselves. And even if we Chas V'Shalom Achayiv Karis Rav Shalom, it brings us the Shleimus, the Chas V'Shalom, we should be protected from, we and all of Klal Yisrael should be protected from any tzaras. Harawach, maybe Asham. I saw a beautiful work from the Bava Rebbe as he finished this Masechta Krisis. He says that just like if somebody is not well and he goes to the doctor, so a doctor doesn't just treat the symptoms, the doctor treats and the doctor tries to understand the root of the disease. So says
Al Gemara. It says the Hadron as we finish this Masechta. Hadron Lach HaMevi Yashon. If we keep on looking HaMevi Yashon, if we keep on trying to discover what caused us to do the Aveira, we keep on looking for what might have caused us to do the Aveira, and we eradicate that, then the Sleek Lach Masechta Chatos, then Masechta Lach Krisis, then we will be successful in Mitzvah Shem and being saved from Krisis. We do tshuva shleima, they limud ha-Torah.